For the first time in 20 years, a Pittsfield, Massachusetts-based ballet company is presenting a new full-length production this Friday. In its unassuming second-floor headquarters on Fenn Street in Pittsfield, the Albany Berkshire Ballet Company is hard at work on something big. For the first time in 20 years, the ballet is supplementing its annual performance of The Nutcracker with a second full-length production.
Well, we're in preparation for the premiere of Paula Weber's new production of Midsummer Night's Dream, which we're premiering August 23rd at The Egg. And it's a brand-new production, all-new choreography, all-new costumes, and we're absolutely thrilled. It has turned out to be extraordinarily beautiful. The dancers look exquisite. Costumes by Sam Meredith are really beyond beautiful. And, you know, we're looking forward to a very good audience at The Egg.
Mary Talmy is the ballet's associate artistic director. Friday's premiere in Albany is a big moment for the company, celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
Full-length ballet productions are very expensive to mount. And you need to have done the fundraising. You need to have that money in place before you can hire the dancers, before you can hire the choreographer, and before you can give your company the length of time needed to mount the production effectively. And that's been the real story here, is one with every nonprofit arts organization, whether it's ballet, theater, or opera, you need to have that funding in place.
Talmy estimates the cost of staging A Midsummer Night's Dream at least $90,000. The last time the ABB attempted this was 10 years ago in the midst of the Great Recession. That effort was scuttled by poor ticket sales. Now, Talmy says the ballet's fundraising efforts are at an all-time high.
It's been a matter of being able to assess where the company has been in the framework of the Berkshires in the tri-state area. Where does the company fit within all of these other nonprofits that are struggling for the same arts dollar? And I think that there have been times when that's been harder to figure out. It's been harder to get the support of the community behind the ballet when there have been such huge organizations like Tanglewood, Jacob's Pillow, you know, Barrington Stage, going after the same grants, the same funding.
She says the company's current fundraising success is reliant on cohesive performances both on stage and off.
Your management team has to be as driven to succeed as your artistic team. You have to understand each other very well. You have to share a common goal. And you have to reach forward with the same amount of energy. You know, everybody has to be pulling in the same direction in order to make a nonprofit arts organization really successful.
Talmy says that this year, the ranks of the ballet are swelling, and that the ABB is bringing on celebrated dancer Eric Otto as a member of its artistic team. Though she's only in her second year as associate artistic director, Talmy is overseeing a rebranding of the company that mirrors her experiences with it from decades ago, fusing new works with staples of the art form.
The parallel path of building new repertory through process and performance and the restaging of the classics is actually speaks to the history of the ballet, because that's what Albany Berkshire Ballet was doing. That is exactly what Madeline Cantarella Colpo has always done.
Talmy not only trained under ABB director Colpo as a student, but previously managed the ballet in the 1980s.
We brought in three major choreographers, Laura Dean, Bill T. Jones, and Charles Moulton, all under National Endowment for the Arts grants. And so there we were doing our Capella and Petrushka and, you know, Carmina Burana. But we also had this, again, this parallel path of bringing into the Berkshires these major contemporary choreographers so that the company was really sort of at the forefront of doing that.
A Midsummer Night's Dream debuts at The Egg in Albany Friday night and at the Academy of Music in Northampton Saturday. It comes to Pittsfield's Colonial Theater on September 7th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.